Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm Alec Noble, the minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and thanks for tuning in. You're just in time to hear some great music and in between learn a few things perhaps. For instance, I'd like to teach you a new word. Well, I'm guessing it's a new word to you, but maybe you have heard it before. Have you heard of hupomone? H-U-P-O-M-O-N-E, hupomone. It's not actually a new word, it goes all the way back to ancient Greece. It's a Greek word which is hard to translate, so let's just keep it as it is and maybe treasure it for another 3,000 years. Anyway, this whole programme is on the theme of hupomone. By the end of the programme, you'll have learned a new word and it might be life-changing for you. Because it's a very inspirational word. Few words excite me more than this one. Come on then, tell us, what does it mean? It describes an attitude, an outlook, a philosophy of life. Basically the person who determines that if I must take one step back, then I jolly well will make sure that it results in taking two steps forward. And one step back, two steps forward, using the very setback as the very means of propelling you forward. You see how we don't have one modern English word to convey all this. Indeed, beyond many words, let's feel it in music. This first song beautifully expresses hupomone.
Hi. Faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, cause there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. My pride was gone, no, no. Something inside so strong. Oh, 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 something inside so strong. The more you refuse to hear my voice, behind walls of Jericho, your lies will come tumbling. Deny my place and time, you squander wealth that's mine. My light will shine so brightly it will blind you, cause there's something inside so strong. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone.
me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. No, no. Something inside so strong. Something inside so strong. I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone.
That was Michael Ball. You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we explore the depth of meaning in the ancient Greek word hupomone. As that song conveyed, it means, I will make sure that one step back will mean two steps forward. It means bounce back ability, to coin a new word. I don't need to explain that one, I suppose. Hupomone means, when life deals you a bunch of lemons, don't pull a sour face, make lemonade. And that illustrates the other thing about hupomone. It's about using the very setbacks themselves, the lemons, as the very means of progressing two steps forward and making lemonade. As you can see already, hupomone is a very determined attitude. And here is one determined lady, Susan Boyle. She is determined to use her setback as her motivation to succeed.
You think that I can't live without your love, you see. You think I can't go on another day. You think I have nothing without you by my side. You'll see, somehow, someday. You think that I can never laugh again. You'll see. You destroyed my faith in love. You think after all you've done, I'll never find my way back home. You'll see somehow, someday.
inspiring when we come across people who are determined to make one step back into two steps forward. People who can turn every negative into a positive, who can weave in the darker threads of life into the rich tapestry of their lives, who can turn every problem into an opportunity. Mind you, I've had lots of opportunities lately. I think if I get another opportunity this week, I'll scream. Here's one chap who reckons that he will revive, survive, positively thrive. Take it away, Elton.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. Better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Now, here's a lovely duet sung by Alison Krauss and James Taylor. It's all about two people who love each other and have had a relationship which has taken a big setback recently. However, they're coming round to the realisation that life is much better together than apart. You just get the feeling that soon the one step back will become two steps forward. In other words, they will be better than they started, because they have a new and a greater appreciation of each other.
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that mattered has been broken in two. All my dreams have been shattered. How's the world treating you? Got no plans for next Sunday. No plans for today. Every day is Blue Monday. Every day you're away. Though our pathways have parted, to your memory I'm true. Guess I'll stay broken hearted. How's the world treating you? Do you wonder about me like I'm hoping? You do. Are you lonesome without me? Have you found some? someone new? Are you burning and yearning? Do you ever get blue? Do you think of returning? How's the world treating?
This ancient Greek word hupomone means fortitude, inner strength, resilience, bounce back ability. It means endurance plus the ability to overcome. Passively putting up with things plus actively mastering problems. It involves both patience and the ability to make a fight back. Stubbornly refusing to be defeated, and then mustering up the resources to make a strong comeback. When Beethoven became deaf, he said defiantly, "I'm going to take life by the throat." Scott Hamilton was born with polio, and it was thought that he would never walk. He actually learned to walk. More than that, he did ice skating. More than that, he became the world figure skating champion 4 times. Jamie Fisher fell down a mountain and lost both his arms and both his legs. But I'm looking at a photograph of Jamie having climbed to the summit of Ben Nevis as a quadriplegic. I know a girl called Kirsty Kane in Saltcoats who was confined to a wheelchair until one day she decided, stuff this for a lark. Now she goes to Zumba, she's abseiled the giant crane in Govan, she goes horse riding and has made a parachute jump. In Bangladesh, they suffer annual floods which destroy the rice crop, so the farmers have switched from growing rice to breeding ducks. I like that one. Someone comforted a mourner by saying, sorrow fairly colours life, doesn't it? And the grieving person replied, oh yes, and I intend to choose the colour. And the colour need not be grey or black. Hupomone is the spirit which faces things head on and makes the very setback the very means of making life better. One of the best examples of it I've come across is Molly Waddle, a lady I knew in Stirling. She suffered claustrophobia, so she became a prison visitor. She was mugged by a youth, so she started up a youth club. Her husband died of a wasting illness, so she started a support group for families in the same boat. And when her sister committed suicide, she started a support group for families of folk who commit suicide. Here's Michael Card singing a song based on Ezekiel chapter 37 in the Bible, when God raised up a heap of dry bones into a mighty living army. God can do that sort of thing and give us all hupomone, bounce back ability.
Behold, the Lord did ask, can these bones live? Might these bones rise once more? What else was I to say but you alone can tell, O Lord? A legion now alive, a resurrected army, a living holy host of a people born again. Then prophet, O Son of Man, cry out to this dead horde, and when they come to life again, they'll know I am the Lord. And as I spoke what I was told, there came a rattling sound, as bone to bone. upon these slain to breathe. At once they stood upon their feet, a mighty vast army. A legion now alive, a resurrected army, a living holy host of a people born again. Your dead will come alive, their graves are I abandoned, and all those dwelling in the dust will wake and shout for joy.
The best example ever of hoopamone is the cross of Jesus Christ. It starts off as the worst thing in the world, an instrument of torture and cruelty, blood and guts, suffering and death. But God turns the very cross into the very means of the salvation of the world, the very symbol of his love. Nowadays we're proud to wear crosses round our necks or put them up in our churches. The cross's very dimensions speak to us of love, God's love. It's so high we can't get over it, so low we can't get under it, so wide we can't get round it. His love is down to earth, outstretched and all-embracing, and points us up to heaven. Cue our theme music with the Kingsway Kids.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful, oh wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, I can't get round it. Oh wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful.
Jesus' love is very wonderful.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love.
And Jesus, having suffered the huge setback of being rejected, betrayed, denied, forsaken by friends, put on trial by church and state, crucified, dead and buried, showed the ultimate hoopamone, one step back, two steps forward, bounce back ability, by rising again from the dead and winning in the end.
Long ago he blessed the earth, born older than the years. And in the stall a cross he saw, through the first of many tears. A life of homeless wandering, cast out in sorrow's way. The shepherd seeking for the lost, his life the price he'd pay. Love crucified arose, the risen one in splendor, Jehovah's sole defender. again. Throughout your life you felt the weight of what you'd come to give, to drink for us that crimson cup so we might really live. At last the time to love and die, the dark appointed day, that one forsaken moment when your father turned his face away. Love crucified arose, the one who lived and died for me was Satan's nail-pierced casualty. Now he's breathing once again. Love crucified arose, and the grave became a place of hope for the heart that sin and sorrow broke. He's beating once again. Love crucified arose, the risen one in splendor, Jehovah's sole defender, has won the victory. Love crucified arose, and the grave became a place of hope for the heart that sin and sorrow broke. He's beating once again. Love crucified.
Well, thanks for listening, and I hope you've been inspired by a new word, the ancient New Testament Greek word, hupomone. St. Paul said that we cannot do it on our own strength, but we can with Jesus' help. We can be more than conquerors. He himself once got stoned to death, but actually he didn't die. He was just knocked unconscious by the boulders that they threw at him at Lystra. And when he came to, he stood up, dusted himself down, turned round and walked straight back into the town to continue preaching. That is one step back, two steps forward. May God help us all to do that and be able to sing the hymn, "Let troubles rise and terrors frown and days of darkness fall. Through him all dangers we'll defy and more than conquer all." Hupomone is God's gift to us, and it makes us more than conquerors. Bye for now.